Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Final hour of the Steve Jones Show of the day and of the week. It is a football Friday. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. And every Friday, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Get stocked up for the big football weekend. Penn State, Delaware. Eagles, Patriots, Steelers, Niners. You got Bucknell with the home opener this weekend against VMI. High school football tonight, of course, weather permitting, hopefully. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Water, wine coolers, soft drinks, snacks. They roast those peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. And six great flavors of slushies that were certainly needed this week with our friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Well, the concern I have is that I've tried to point out to you that the NFL is a war of attrition, and you know, and you don't listen. I mean, it's just you just don't listen. I tried to tell you, you got to get through this thing unscathed as much as possible. Again, you don't listen.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
I mean, now I know what, you know, I mean, I hear Lisa complaining about he never listens all the time. I mean, I don't, it's like now, it's like, well, I live it. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day.
Mahomes out of the gun. He's got it, wants to throw. Mahomes back, throws. It is incomplete. Picked off by the Lions. Brian Branch with it left side. He's gone, baby. He's going to the house. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Deflected in the air. Branch ran under it, and he took it all the way back.
The nickel gets six. Branch's a good player. And Branches, you know, they've drafted well. And that's the Unlike your team. You can just tell Eagles just take guys.
No, senor!
Did I get that wrong?
As of now, yeah.
All right. Now let me give you... Are you done with rants, or am I allowed to say something?
Oh, no, you are allowed to say something.
Of course, you open the mic, and what do I hear?
S-U-I-T, that spells suit-a!
Hanging in the background. Last night at the U.S. Open Tennis Championship, they delayed the match by 48 minutes because environmental protesters... Okay? One of them glued their feet to the concrete, not on the court, but somewhere in the upper deck. Something like that. And, you know, it was a commercial break, so I flipped over. And they're showing Coco Gauff juggling. I'm like, well, what's she juggling for? I thought she was playing. And they're explaining that an environmental protester glued their feet to the cement.
Yep.
And I'm sitting there like, okay. So let's just do this from a common sense point of view. Exactly who did you win over to your point of view last night? Did you win over the 24,000 people that you inconvenienced who were there to watch tennis last night? Did you win any of them over? Oh, you know what? I'm really glad you did that.
Bingo!
I have a different opinion now because you did that. Yeah, yeah. Did you win any of them over? No. Did you win the 1.5 to 2 million watching on TV during the 48-minute delay last night? Did you win any of them over? No. Because they all sat there and went, well, what are you doing? Why are you inconveniencing my life? Buy tickets to watch you protest. I bought tickets to watch tennis. Again, did you win over a single person in the crowd? No, you disgusted them. Did you win over anybody on television? No, you disgusted them. So exactly what was the purpose of this? If it was to win over hearts and minds to see your point of view, what did you accomplish? I mean, what? Which hearts and minds did you win over to your point of view? Or did you possibly lose people by pulling a stunt like that? This has happened in Europe a lot. Who are you... Okay? I'm not saying right or wrong as to their point of view. That's not what I'm saying here. But you accomplished nothing with it except making people mad. That's what your goal was? That's what I thought, Matt.
100%. Absolutely spot on.
And again, did I say one way or the other, right, wrong? No, it had nothing to do with whether you agree or disagree with the point of view. That's irrelevant. But the actions that I'm going to glue my... It's like in the NBA playoffs. Remember the person in the Timberwolves game? Glued themselves to the court?
Yes, that's right.
Right. 19,000 people sat there and went, what are you doing? Right? TNT audience, what are you doing? The point of a protest is for people to at least consider your point of view and not tick them off in unison because nobody came there to see what, okay? You accomplished no goals except going to jail.
It's been a very strange U.S. Open for all the wrong reasons. This, the apparent weed problem for players. I mean, I really have not seen anything like it.
Well, yeah, the tennis has been great. Tennis has been really good.
I know, which is a shame. It's being outlined by all this nonsense that's been happening off the court.
Yeah, I mean, and the players have nothing to do with what's happening off the court. And... they're sitting there and time to stop. You know what? I'm really glad you did that. I really changed my mind.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
They may have changed some minds in the opposite direction. By the way, the Bucknell game is now, what, at 3 tomorrow?
It is at 3 tomorrow due to the impending weather forecast. And all of the game day promotions, except for it being Military and First Responder Appreciation Day, are postponed to another home game. There were supposed to be post-game fireworks. There was supposed to be a student tailgate and something else. I can't remember off the top of my head. But all that is postponed to another home game later this season. And there was supposed to be a student concert as well. That's now at an indoor venue.
Okay.
But it's still going to be Military and First Responder Appreciation Day instead of night. And it's a 3 p.m. kick instead of 6 against VMI tomorrow.
Okay, good. Interesting. I did talk to the suit today. I asked him one question, then he started answering. I just put the phone down, left. Came back, he was still talking. It was great. No?
S-U-I-T, that spells suit!
Now, you know, Ed, for those who listen to our broadcast on the pregame show, we're leading up to kickoff. Jack Ham always does the weather, right? To the point now it's become a running joke among all of us that we can't say a word about the weather until Jack does. It's become just an internal running joke, and you've talked about it on the air. Nope, nobody can talk about the weather. It's up to Jack, right? So last night on the coach's show, I'm talking with John Gondak, the cross-country coach, and the Spiked Shoe Invitational took place this morning over at the Penn State golf courses. And I said to John, I said, it's been a really hot week. Is there a preferred weather that runners like, and how tough were the conditions to train this week? Okay, and he talked about how he likes cooler weather. So, right, I'm asking that question. I immediately get a text from Jack. Steve, if you're concerned about weather, I'm your man. I could be at Top Trees in 10 minutes. Oh, we do have a good time. I know you're shocked by that.
No. Yeah, not that one bit.
We do have a good time. But yeah, there you go. But I mean that happened last night. I'm sitting there like going, what hearts and minds did you change to your point of view by this? Like, they probably lost people. They looked around and went, what are you doing? It's like the people that lay down on the road. Like, what are you doing? Did you change the hearts and the minds of all the people that are sitting in that long line of traffic? You know what? I really see what you're trying to do here. You get out of my way. It's a different world, man. It's a different world. Like I said, this is something that's gone on in Europe for a long time. But yeah. 24,000 people. Oh, you know what? Let's encourage more of this. Players. Millions of viewers on ESPN. Let's see how things are going with the Lions-Chiefs game. Whoops. Lost those people. Oh, well. We'll take a break. I mean, you may be somebody that's 1,000% behind this, but I never once have said during the course of this pro or con about the issue. I'm just talking about what they did and did they win any hearts and minds by doing it. There's a good chance that all 24,000 people were disgusted by it. Like, what are you doing? I paid good money to watch tennis tonight. And not only that, by doing it, they made the other two players play past midnight. But that's okay. I think what Jokovic is playing at 3 this afternoon. So, but yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Come back more in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. 3 dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Sounds like the Suits getting ready to head out to that big home game at Shamokin.
In a little while, yep.
Has he already written the open? Should be pretty emotional.
Probably, yeah.
When you do games, do you write your opens?
No, I do not write my opens.
Wow, you just wing that off the top of your head?
I usually form together thoughts for a good bit, so I'm organized, but that's about all I do. I don't really actually write them down.
Have you ever warped into a rant in your pregame open?
No, actually.
Wow, because that's you excel with those.
Because if we did that, then we would never get to the game.
Oh, brutal.
And quite frankly, that's not why parents are watching.
I've been trying to tell you, it's about the people. All right, here's this story from David Purdom of ESPN. Sportsbooks are noticing something unusual heading into the first NFL weekend of the season. The most popular bet on the board is not an NFL game. According to BetMGM, Colorado-Nebraska has attracted more betting action than every remaining NFL game in Week 1, a rarity, according to bookmakers, especially with a matchup that didn't look overly attractive before the season. Upwards of 90% of the action is on Colorado.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
They're betting on Colorado minus the points. Then have been bet on 30 NFL teams. Only the Chiefs and the Lions game actually garnered more support from bettors. By the way, if you're wondering, Colorado's a 2.5-point favorite at home. Now, this is dramatic. Because in the summertime, when you could have placed an early bet, Nebraska was a 9-point favorite. Uh-oh.
I get the significance of it, but I've already vomited a few times when I saw that.
Okay. Travis Hunter has moved from 80-1 to 16-1 in the Heisman. Shador Sanders has gone from 101 to 22-1 at the Caesars Sportsbook. Colorado-Nebraska is by far the biggest betting game on a college football weekend that includes Texas at Alabama. DraftKings says approximately twice as much money had been bet on Colorado-Nebraska that had been wagered on any other college game. How about that? Isn't that amazing? It's amazing. Yeah, I don't usually care about something like that. But I saw that story and I'm thinking, wow.
I hope Nebraska wins this weekend.
See, again, do you want to come off to the audience always as a hater? And look, and believe me, I think the world of Matt Rhule, okay? State college guy, Penn State guy, honors Joe at every opportunity. But at this hour, Dion is capturing the imagination. And what's bothering you is that you imagined it being worse. And you're disappointed.
Oh, it'll still get worse with all the nauseating media attention it's going to get every time they win.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show is brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies. Pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're proud to say we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. All right. Do we have the king yet?
We are waiting on him. He's finishing up at a job site, is what he told me.
At a job site? You mean he's working?
That's correct, yes.
All the guy does is work.
That's true. Yeah, very hard worker.
Well, it's one thing that my parents instilled in us. You know,
that's right.
Two primary things. We've talked about it before. My parents were big sticklers on work ethic, and they were big sticklers on loyalty. I mean, big. And those are two things that we've carried all the way through. Loyalty, work ethic. Work ethic, loyalty. Always. Ryan McGee of ESPN wrote a great article on Eli Gold, and he said, "I always realized how special this job was and how much it meant to me. I know how he feels. This job is like holding a rare piece of crystal. I always knew that. It's now been reinforced because he was out for a year. He had missed only one game in 32 years, and it happened because of coronavirus. But that's it. Matt missed one game. Said in 22, in the spring of 22, he went to bed. You know, it was normal nighttime routine. He said, I woke up 7 or 8 hours later, whatever it was, and my legs didn't work. Literally, my legs didn't work. Shaking his head in disbelief. I could not walk. I could not get out of bed. Nothing. I don't know what happened. And they were completely baffled by this. More than 200 days in and out of hospitals, medical centers, did a stint at a skilled nursing home to learn how to walk again. Still no answers. His wife, Claudette, admitted she didn't know what to do. So the entire time they're running tests, they ran tests, nothing showed up. They gave him steroids to build his strength back up in his legs. Still had no idea what was wrong. They kept saying, well, just take him home. And she would reply, and do what? I don't know what to do. I said, we're not leaving here until we find out what's wrong. We're not leaving. So over the 7 months, he lost 140 pounds. Simply just didn't feel like eating. Lost the entire 22 season. All right. All he said was he was having health issues, which is in general what, you know, you should do. As he said, we live a very public life here in Birmingham. Right. So, you know, we just told him that he couldn't go. Well, December 23rd, a year ago, he developed a new complication. He said, I ended up with the worst case of hiccups you can imagine, he said. The spasms were violent and continuous. Not one hiccup now, but then another one in 5 or 6 seconds, then another one in 8 to 10 seconds. But it was hiccup, 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 hiccup. I mean, one right after the next, and the next, and the next. I couldn't even catch my breath. I couldn't even breathe. When they investigated, they found a malignant growth in my esophagus. It was a tumor located just below the vocal cords. The steroids and other strength-building treatments used to regain the use of his legs had also masked the issue that caused all of his problems, including the disconnect with his lower extremities. He had lymphoma. As he said, December 23rd was, Merry Christmas, Eli, you have cancer. And he laughed about it when he said it. Oddly enough, he said there was a relief in the diagnosis because now there was a target. Now we could actually start a treatment with a specific goal instead of feeling like we were guessing all the time. Same day, Alabama beat Kansas State in the Sugar Bowl, which was New Year's Eve. He began chemotherapy. He said, I was lying there in a hospital with IV tubes going in me. They're dripping poisons into you, and I'm lying there, and I'm watching this red stuff go in, and then this white stuff, and then this clear stuff, and I realize, you know what? This is real, man. So, kept fighting. There's one night, though, when his wife, Claudette, and his daughter, Elise, were sitting in the hospital room, that everything went quiet to instantly fill with frantic doctors and nurses. Gold was crashing. They warned Claudette that he might not make it through the night. Then there was the day Gold's skin became dark red, like sun poisoning from head to toe. His vitals started sliding again. He was allergic to antibiotics that he had been given. April 21st, he woke up and was able to ring the bell for his final cancer treatment. So I've seen how hard he's worked from beginning to end, she said. The only thing he was concerned about was going back to work. I've got to get better for football. I've got to get better for football. So he had that goal in mind. It really helped. His original goal was to return for A-Day, which is Alabama's spring game, the day he rang the bell, but that didn't happen. He wasn't up for it, and more importantly, he was not prepared. So what he's done, he's called some of the Alabama scrimmages to get his mind and eyes back up to football speed. He's also voiced hundreds of promos for Alabama Radio Network affiliates and has taken to singing in the car and shower. No one from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir will be calling for me to join anytime soon, but it works. That's Eli. So my entire life I have been on the road. He said, with stints in the NHL, countless other hockey games, decades in motorsports, television, and he's in the NASCAR Hall of Fame. When they played that season without me, I absolutely felt left behind, like a piece of me was missing. My coworkers did such a tremendous job and were so respectful of me during my absence, but man, it hurt. And you'll see a feature on him tomorrow about all this. Gold said of his role in the lives of Alabama fans, he says, that play-by-play guy is like family. It's like that comfortable old pair of shoes. He's there, has been forever. Then Gold turned to their role in his life. Football is upon us. And you know what? That's the best medicine I could have. He's such a good guy. I mean, I can just attest to it. Just an absolutely great guy. And you could tell all of us. I was talking to Toby Rowland of Oklahoma a couple weeks ago. And I said, Toby, I said, the best part of this season, regardless of how it turns out, is Eli's back. All right. The King is now finished at a job site. And so what we will do is take a break. We will then bring the King in, who will, in his usual manner, will refute everything Matt said. Actually, you guys usually are on the same page.
Actually, we are usually, yeah.
It should worry America as we continue here on this Radio 1070 WKOK. We got a multitude of games to pick now.
I got you. Okay. I'm just making sure.
There's our guy.
There he is, King.
Hi, guys.
What's going on? What's going on?
Just a quick sidebar, because I know we got to do picks. Remember when Steve was talking about ESPN last week?
Yeah.
Matt?
Yeah.
I got home, and Disney pulled ESPN, all their channels off of my cable.
Well, there you go.
They blacked out ESPN. I don't get ESPN or ABC.
Wow.
They want too much money, and I have Charter Communications, which is nationwide, and they pulled it from all their Charter customers.
There you go. 15
million homes.
Wow.
Yeah, they want too much money, and the cable company, didn't even know they were going to do it. They just pulled them. So the screens were black for a day, and then the next day they put, you know, why that Disney pulled all of their channels from our cable system. So, there you go.
Nothing like the ability to advance the business.
It's all about money, right?
So there
now,
it is.
Right. Something that used to be free is now gone. So
yep.
They need to make more money. Disney's hurting. So.
Now we go to one organization that's making a lot of money, and that's the NFL. So here we go. Week one, finally. We're going to start with Sunday Night Football. Dallas at the New York Football Giants. Steve.
No way on the planet.
Oh, yeah,
Giants.
Right. I forgot.
I don't care if they're 200-point underdogs.
King, who you got?
Giants.
You know what? I am going with the NYG as well. I think they are a more dangerous team than Dallas is this year as far as a threat to the Eagles in the NFC East. I am taking the New York Giants.
Very well coached.
Yes. I am taking the New York Giants. I think the offense is going to be very, very good this year. Waller was, even though he's questionable for Sunday, is a huge addition for the Giants. And he's going to make a very big difference, I think. So I'm going with the Giants for that one. Then Monday Night Football, you got the Jets, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets hosting Josh Allen and the Bills. King.
Jets.
You're falling with Aaron Rodgers week one. All right.
Well, Buffalo can't get over a hump for whatever reason. They cannot get over a hump. And the Jets' defense is very good. So, and mixing Aaron Rodgers and some good receivers, and we saw what happened last night. So,
Steve?
Bills.
I agree.
Instead of Jets.
I like it.
Buffalo?
Yeah, Buffalo. Yeah.
I'm going Buffalo as well. I know they looked horrible in the preseason, but guess what?
That's so irrelevant.
Well, not only that, but they're a well-coached team, too, and something tells me that Sean McDermott's going to make sure they're extra sharp and ready for this week. And plus, this is just such a Jets loss to have all this hype, and then they lose on Monday night at home with the national audience in front of them with nauseating Aaron Rodgers throwing a couple picks. So I'm going with the Bills as well.
You know, Aaron Rodgers had contact with Martians and stuff. So.
Yeah, apparently. He'll see some of them in his sleep when he loses and throws five picks.
What's their 40 time?
There you go.
Thought I'd ask.
It's a whack job.
Totally. All right, now we go to the PA teams. Steelers hosting the Niners. Will they or not have George Kittle? How much will Nick Bosa play? We'll find out. King, who you got in the game?
San Francisco.
Steve.
Niners.
I'm going Pittsburgh here. I just don't know because it's just a lot of question marks for San Francisco week one. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl this year. So I'm not on. I was taken aback by what Merrill said. No, I think San Francisco is.
Oh.
I think San Francisco's good this year.
Pittsburgh win the Super Bowl.
And obviously they got the chip on their shoulder. No. But Pittsburgh's going to be good. I think they're going to be the number 5 seed, I think, in the wild card. They're going to get the Bengals a run for their money for the division. So I think San Francisco is going to be the best team in the league, but I'm going with Pittsburgh week one because too many question marks for San Francisco right now.
Everything's about the quarterback in football now. Everything.
So,
if Pickett's good, Steelers are going to be really good. I think he's good.
So, he had a tremendous preseason, but we'll see if it carries to when the games count.
Yeah.
And then
good too.
And then finally for the NFL picks, Eagles, Patriots, Sunday on CBS at 4:25. Steve.
Brady won't play. Eagles win.
King.
I think Philadelphia's going to beat him to death.
Boy, I hope you're right. But so I know I was a little concerned about the Eagles in last week and leading into this week, but the Patriots are actually a little bit banged up, especially on the offensive line. So that makes me feel a little bit better. So I'm going to say the Eagles win by the skin of their teeth, 31-28. I just don't know if Dean and those Georgia kids are ready to go yet. I don't think they've played enough in the preseason. I think the defense is going to have a very sloppy game. There's going to be a lot of missed assignments, I think. So I think there's going to be a lot of points scored, though. New England's offense isn't that great. But I think it's because the Eagles making a lot of mistakes on defense is what keeps New England in the game. But the Eagles win.
Name a receiver Mac Jones has to throw to.
Well, I know he's got Juju Smith-Schuster, but he's also been banged up.
Yeah, and his knee is blown up. He's like an accident from being done for the year. So
exactly.
They don't have any weapons for that kid to throw. Whatever.
All right, now we go to college football. And we're going to start with Utah at Baylor. Steve.
Utah.
I'm rolling with the Utes.
Utes.
All right, next one is Ole Miss at Tulane. King.
Tulane.
Steve, who are you rolling with?
Ole Miss.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Ole Miss, too. I think it'll be a decent game, but I'm going to go with Ole Miss. Next one, this is probably the game of the week. Texas, number 11 in the country, at number 3, Alabama. Steve.
To impersonate my good friend, Eli Gold. Alabama.
I think Alabama's going to beat the snot out of them. Bama.
I don't think it's going to be. I think that's going to be a great game to the fourth quarter. Alabama struggled last year with Texas's front. And Milroe can move, but I think it's going to be a way better game than – I think it's a fourth-quarter game.
All right. King?
He said
Alabama.
Obama, okay. All right, and then apparently everybody wants to pick this game, which is just makes me want to vomit inside, but we'll pick it anyway. Colorado, Nebraska. I am unfortunately going with the Buffaloes and Dion.
Hey, all right, you're a bandwagon jumper. I love it. He's on the bandwagon, everybody.
I'm just trying to win picks here, Steve.
Nebraska can't. The issue is Nebraska can't score enough. Colorado.
King.
I will never pick Deion Sanders ever again. Nebraska Cornhuskers all the way. I don't care if they lose. I cannot root for Deion Sanders.
I hear you.
He loses every game.
And
once they figure that, nobody knew what Colorado had. Now that there's film on them, we'll see how good they really are. And they went out and bought it. They're like that Kentucky basketball coach, same thing.
Well, oh, boy, he's in Calipari territory.
Same wavelength.
There we go.